Lesson 1. We start by introducing the pupil to the short A, the A sound, in conjunction with five consonants, M, N, S, T, and X. Have the pupil say A, and tell him or her that this is the short A, and that the letter A stands for the A sound. Then introduce the consonant letter M, and tell the pupil that M stands for M. Then explain that if you put the A together with the M, you get the word am. The letter sounds by themselves have no meaning, but when they are put together, they make a word. Use the word am in a sentence so that the pupil will realize that the word being read is a word he or she uses very often. Then introduce the letter N and tell the pupil that it stands for N. Then show how the two letters, when put together, make the word an. A plus N equal an. Again, show how the word is used in a spoken sentence. Next, introduce the letter S and the sound it stands for. S. Actually, the letter S stands for two sounds, hard S, S, and soft S, which is more like Z. The pupil will have no difficulty knowing which S sound is called for, since the words being learned are already in his or her speaking vocabulary. The pupil has heard the word as many times, and you can use the word in a sentence to demonstrate this. Next, introduce the letter T and its sound, T. If you want to make sure that you've isolated the sound sufficiently, simply repeat it as it sounds at the end of the word at. Again, demonstrate how you create this word by putting these two sounds together, at. Show how the word at is used in everyday speech. Finally, introduce the letter X and its sound X. Actually, X stands for the same sound as KS, X. If you listen closely, you will hear the KS together, X. At this point, we are only interested in getting the pupil to articulate the sound that X stands for. Later on, he or she will learn about the similarity between X and KS. Explain what an axe is and use it in a sentence. Now have the pupil read the five words, am, an, as, at, axe. Explain that each word has two letters standing for two sounds. Have the pupil spell each word and articulate the two sounds in each word. In this way, he or she will understand that we use the letter names to spell the words, but we articulate the sounds the letters stand for when we sound out a word. In other words, there is a difference between the letter names and the sounds the letters stand for. Most of the letter names suggest the sounds the letters represent. This is very helpful when learning to spell. When you're satisfied that the pupil knows these letter sounds sufficiently well, explain that there are two kinds of letters in the alphabet, vowels and consonants. A is a vowel, and M, N, S, T, and X are consonants. The other vowel letters are E, I, O, and U. Tell the pupil that the letter Y doubles as a consonant and a vowel, but that he or she will learn more about that later on. Explain that the vowels are the most powerful sounds in our speech, and therefore the most powerful letters in our alphabet, because you can't have a word without one. Consonants need vowels in order to make words. They never stand alone. You needn't elaborate at this point. All you want to do is make the pupil aware of the two classes of letters, vowels and consonants. By now the pupil has learned a great deal. He or she will begin to hear words with a greater awareness of their different sounds. The pupil will realize that the letters on a printed page represent speech sounds, and that they are printed in a left-to-right sequence because that is the same sequence in which the sounds are spoken. The five words can be printed on cards and flashed to the pupil in short drills to help develop quick recognition. You should also start teaching the pupil how to write these letters and words in cursive, and have the pupil fill a page or two with these letters and words for homework. Practice is important in developing good handwriting. Of course, make sure that the pupil holds the pen correctly, tilts the paper or notebook correctly, and forms the letters correctly. Refer to my book, How to Tutor, for more detailed instructions.